So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
One more villain that we didn't talk about. Yeah.
Who do we not touch on?
Alonzo Harris from Training Day.
You know what?
He's fantastic.
I did forget about that one.
Not Denzel.
It is Denzel.
Oh.
Yeah, Denzel.
Yeah.
The mastermind manipulator. He toys with criminals and his sidekick or whatever on his first day.
The Rook.
Yeah. Everyone fucking hates him, but they can't do anything about it because he has so much power. And he's meanwhile trying to frame Ethan Hawke the entire time, like setting him up to take the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a. That's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
You know what movie I just saw recently? A rom-com. He's Just Not That Into You. Mm. Do you guys have any idea the stars that are in that movie?
No. Who's the villain in that one?
There's really no villains. I guess if anything, Bradley Cooper is kind of a villain. But let me just tell you the roster, okay? You got Jennifer Aniston. You got Scarlett Johansson. You got you got Bradley Cooper, who I mentioned. You have why am I drawing a blank? Ben Affleck is in it. You know the guy that's in Entourage, the pizza guy?
Kevin Connolly's
in it. Oh my god, and then the guy who's the main character in Accepted?
Justin Long
is in it. And then there's like two more female characters who I didn't recognize.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, and then yeah, Drew Barrymore. How did I forget that one? The roster of actors and actresses in this, pretty impressive, I will say. And Scarlett, bro, when we did the women ranking, was Scarlett Johansson on any of our lists? Or Rob, was it your list? Scarlett was on there or no?
Well, what was our list?
It might have been.
What was the point of the, what was? I think was it just actresses?
I think
or like
we were ranking like
childhood crushes. What was it?
I think we were ranking like top female actresses by. I don't know.
By looks,
I think.
I'm sure she was in the topic of conversation.
But man, Scarlett Johansson in that movie, you guys would have really appreciated.
It's not on my list of movies to see anytime soon.
Great rom-com. Great rom-com. If you want like a rom-com that'll like put you to sleep with like a couple jabs here or there, yeah. I don't know why I do enjoy the older movies so much now, because it's just, it places you in that time where it's just pre, I don't even know how I would describe it. It's like pre-internet essentially, or it's like just when the internet started. It's like they're all using flip phones, and like there's like actual like, you know, hardwired phones in the bar, and like they take calls, they put you on hold, and it's like they're, and then they think it's so stressful and annoying how there's MySpace now, and then there's email, and then there's like cell phones, and there's nobody knows like this what's like normal behavior to contact people, and it's, I don't know, it was really funny.
2009.
Yeah.
So yeah, Facebook's popping off.
Yeah,
it's crazy that The Social Network, the movie, came out a year after this.
That is interesting to think about.
Like Facebook, great movie, by the way.
Love Social that Network. Movie. Yeah.
Any other villains you guys wanted to touch on? It's okay if you
no,
don't.
Not really.
Nothing came to mind?
No.
You finished that episode and you're like, yep, we talked about every single good villain there ever was.
No, I know we're missing a bunch, but I mean, there's such a long list to go down.
Mufasa,
yeah.
Scar. Oh, no, Scar. Mufasa's the,
sorry,
the
you're
guy.
Right. Scar.
Scar's the
Mufasa's
guy.
The dad, yeah.
Mufasa.
But then it's weird because if you actually watch The Lion King, the cousins like marry each other or like... had kids.
Who are the cousins?
They're kids and cousins.
Doesn't Nala end up marrying like Scar's nephew.
Nala?
Yeah.
Aren't Nala and Simba together?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So
that's like the whole thing. Is
Simba,
that
so Simba's his daughter. Love interest. So it's like their daughter.
Simba's daughter, who I can't recall.
Kiara, I think it is. Ends up liking like Kovu, I think. The
I don't know who that is. Kovu?
Yeah. Something like that.
Did you know Charles Darwin married his first cousin? The guy who wrote On the Origin of Species about selective...
He married his first cousin?
Yeah, had kids. Yeah.
Interesting.
How did those come out?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know...
I think Paul Rudd's parents are cousins also.
You know...
Did you know that?
Interesting.
My cousin Chelsea and her husband, they have first cousins who met at their wedding that are currently dating.
So the two people that are dating are related?
Well, they just got married, but it's like...
No.
It's,
hold on.
It's just one of their cousins... Both of their... Like, they each have a cousin.
Okay.
And then they met, and then now they're dating.
Oh, that's not that weird, I guess.
They're not related.
No.
So you're saying two people met at a wedding, and they're dating now?
They're related...
I think that if you...
They're related through marriage, is what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's fine.
They're like the furthest in-laws married in that you could be, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird. I just think it's very unique. Like, I've never heard of that before. But it's just, I mean, it's totally possible, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know in certain communities they have to do like DNA testing because there's a lot of historic inbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And to avoid getting certain diseases, a lot of people have to do like, you have to at least be like second cousin or further away.
Oh, wow.
So they have to do like... DNA
what,
testing.
What locations or what populations
would
be? I'm
not going to say, but I don't want to point them out.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. I like to learn.
You can look into it.
I'll take a gander.
Yeah, a propaganda. Thanos. Max said Thanos.
Thanos. That Thanos, seems like a pretty yeah. obvious one that we kind of overlooked.
And obviously Darth Vader. I don't think we talked about Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, no. Another super obvious one. I don't know. I don't think of Darth Vader as being like this ultra villain, though. I think of Thanos as like, everyone's like, no, we need to take this guy down. He's like way yeah. too powerful.
And Thanos is the enemy of like the world, right? Yeah. Like he's galactical domination is what he wants, you know?
Yeah.
Which... Darth Vader does want for a while, but Darth Vader like comes around. And Darth yeah. Vader's holding, I was telling Max this, Darth Vader, he joins, you guys haven't seen Star Wars, huh?
Mm-mm. I'm not like a, oh, yeah, man. Not a Star Wars nerd guy.
Anyways, Darth Vader is Anakin Skywalker.
Right.
Spoiler alert. Anakin, the reason he joins the dark side is to try and save his wife, Padme. So he keeps having dreams. He has dreams that his mom dies, and then his mom dies. Okay, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has dreams that his wife is going to die while giving birth. She's pregnant with, you find out, Luke and Leia later on. So the only way to prevent her from dying is to join the dark side, because the dark side can bring people back to life.
Mm.
So like he preemptively like he keeps having the vision of her dying. So he eventually moves over to the dark side in order to try and learn the power to save her from dying or bring her back to life.
I didn't know that at all.
It's very important to context.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make more sense?
Yeah.
Which is also why he comes back around in the end in the last 5 minutes, he becomes a good guy again.
Mm.
He saves his son, Luke.
Mm.
So the point being, he's evil, but like the reason he got into it was for good-ish reasons, you know?
Sure.
He was kind of misguided as a youth, like very like rebellious.
Yeah, I'm assuming he just has to do dark things to maintain his status and that.
Well, so he initially joins from Palpatine, Senator Palpatine. He becomes friends with the senator, who you find out later is Darth Sidious. He ends up staying evil because Padme ends up dying, and he can't do anything about it. She dies.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, his mentor, like has to turn his back on Anakin because he's now evil. So like everything that he cares about like turned on him, but little do you know he's self-destructive. He did it to himself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so now he's like scorched earth, like fuck everybody. But in the end, I think seeing his son, Luke, he like turns around at the last second.
Oh. How many Star Wars movies would I have to see to like reach the conclusion?
To get that?
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6. So three. That's the main plot line, I would say.
Interesting.
You can watch number 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So aren't they like technically out of order?
They were released out of order.
Yeah.
They were released 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9.
Oh my god. What a mindfuck.
I think that was supposed to grab people to be like, wait, but what happened back then? And then you watch.
I believe it was because 4, like, as far as like one piece of media was best as one piece, as like a place to start off. Because it was a gamble to make this sci-fi movie in the 70s, kind of. First one ended up being a smash.
And that's what I'm saying. They killed it.
So they went to 5 and then 6. And then people were like, we want to know what happened before that. So then they made 1, 2, and 3 in the late 90s, early 2000s.
But then now they're like, what happens after this?
Well, then they made 7, 8, 9. And now that's done.
Yeah.
Skywalker, which the whole series revolves around Skywalkers, is over. That's it.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, it's a good drama. Like,
yeah.
Think about all that psychologically. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should give like the sci-fi superhero-ish movies more like a better watch. I mean, like a movie that I've heard is great and I've never seen is Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, never seen it either.
And everyone always says like, oh, that's the one to watch. But it's just there's so many other pieces of content that are just like before that or like you should probably know. And it's like, and I know that movie is very long too. And I'm just like, ah.
I think it is like 3 hours, but that is like the ultimate Thanos, I think, right? That's like his peak, I believe. But, I mean, again, I'm not super into the superhero world, so like Thanos to me doesn't mean a whole lot. I've seen a couple Avengers movies. It felt like he just came out of nowhere, in my opinion.
Sure.
He technically did.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like, with Star Wars, it's 40 years of, well... 30 years of Anakin building up to this.
Was with Star Wars, was there like a single writer, kind of like a Game of Thrones, how there's like
George Lucas
was the writer.
He was the director, screenwriter. I don't believe he directed all of them, but he was like, he owned the IP
Lucasfilms
the whole time.
Oh.
And then eventually, so he made 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then sold the IP to Disney. Disney took it and ran and made the last three. Which is 7, 8, 9, the ones that came out in like 2016, 2019.
Oh, okay.
That's Disney.
I see. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, so George Lucas.
Jorge Lucas.
I recommend it. Shit.
Yeah.
It's daunting, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of content.
Have you guys gotten into like The Hobbit and
Mm-mm.
Lord of the Rings? Me either.
It
looks cool, I guess.
Well, The Hobbit, isn't it that just one movie?
Yeah, so I think The Hobbit was like a prequel, right? Didn't they make like...
Oh, I think you're right.
I think they made like The King, Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, whatever, and then they made The Hobbit as like a prequel, I think.
Yeah, I actually have seen Lord of the Rings, each movie, exactly one time in theaters like when they came out because... Yeah. Like, I used to hang out with, like, my neighbor and his, like, older brothers were, like, really into it. And
people
like,
love it, dude.
And they, like, always wanted to, like, you know, they just wanted to take us just to, like, you know, whatever. They want a big group. And so I always, like, watch it. But, man, like, I'll tell you what. I used to be, like, I'd be watching, like, 2 hours, 45 minutes and, like.
Dude, those movies are long.
Is this over yet? Like, oh, yeah. My God. Those things were long.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you're not compelled. Fucking get me out of here.
Yeah.
I believe I've seen them all.
Same.
Do I really remember much about it? There's a ring, there's Gollum.
I remember, yeah, the guy Gollum just geeking out over the ring or whatever. Just, you know.
Yeah.
My precious.
That's the only clip I've seen.
Precious.
Yeah.
What about Harry Potter? You guys gotten into Harry Potter?
Dude, no. Those movies are actually pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
I've
seen the first one.
I think I've only seen the first one.
I've seen all of them actually on because they're on HBO Max, and I remember I was like, I'm just gonna
just binge them.
Yeah, just binge them. So I think I watched one each night and just, yeah, no, it's pretty good. I actually think if you can get over all of the teen drama love story stuff, Twilight has the most banger ending out of shows. Dude, a banger ending. Banger ending.
If you can get past the teen drama...
That's the whole movie.
The whole movie, I know.
That's the beef and cheese of that sandwich, for sure.
All I'm saying is it's like, out of all of these movies that have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that ending is the best one. Like, the best fight scene out of... I was on the edge of my seat and I was just mind blown. And I was like, oh my God, this was so good. This was awesome.
I've seen one. It's Cornball. Corny as fuck. It's cheesy.
It's super cheesy.
I like seeing all the memes.
Oh yeah, the memes are great.
Making fun of Kristen Stewart and like
her great acting in it. Yeah, her one-dimensional character. Yeah.
Yeah, that should crack me up.
Is there a movie ending that sticks out as like... that comes to mind like that, where the ending is just like so crazy? You don't have to spoil it, but
yeah, no, I mean, that's
because I never would have thought that movie you're saying has a banger ending.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Like, if you did what I did, where you watch each movie consecutively and like you pay attention and you're invested, that movie's ending is like really good, I think. Another movie that has a good ending.
I never saw all the Harry Potters. I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked what I saw, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Potter is, you know, it's good.
I'm just not like up to my neck in that world, if that makes sense, you know? I'm okay with that. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're missing the boat on anything in particular. Movies with a good ending.
Or like a surprisingly good ending.
The Departed.
That's a good one.
That's, yeah, you phenomenal haven't seen that ending. One,
right? My coworker watched it today, and he's like, you watched it?
What did he say about it?
He thought it was good.
Yeah.
He's like, so far it's so good.
Like, it's fucking great.
I've just been grinding the Below Deck right now. Since I'm all caught up on Sunny.
Grind. I love the way you said you were grinding Below Deck.
I think The Departed is based on a Japanese... I think it was originally a Japanese concept book or what have you.
What else? What other movies had a really good ending? I liked... I don't know if like critics would agree, but like just for my personal satisfaction, I liked the ending in The Italian Job.
I'm trying to remember specifically what happened.
Well, they essentially just like... they all like make the heist or whatever and like they all get a bunch of money and then it's like... and then the outro is basically like how they spent their money or like what they're doing with it. And like that was like kind of satisfying.
Yeah. Was that based on a true story or...
I have no idea.
There's no way, right? No.
Probably not.
There's no way.
Blew a hole through like, what, four stories into the water?
Oh,
that was
a
cool concept, though.
Yeah. But...
I feel like Marvel had like...
I feel like... Go ahead. Sorry.
Like Infinity War, like Avengers, like they had good endings. The last two.
I'll be honest, I just don't love when I can tell like what the ending is going to be, like going into it. Yeah.
But for those, there is an order you have to watch all the movies in to kind of understand the references. And
I started and I gave up.
It's not for everyone. It's like Star Wars.
Star Wars is for everyone. Everyone loves it. The end of Reservoir Dogs was pretty cool, if you guys remember.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs. What is the ending? It's like they...
can't spoil it. The movie came out 30 years ago.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, dude, you need to watch that movie.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think so.
You need to see every single Tarantino movie.
Yeah, that's a fact. I couldn't agree more.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
Nope.
Oh my God, that's like literally top two movies.
You've seen Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, Pulp Fiction, you'll like it.
Pulp Fiction, have you seen the Kill Bill series?
No.
If you like violence, it's good. I mean, like John Wick.
I love violence.
Jonathan Wick.
She's slashing them with their swords. Swords in her yellow jumpsuit.
Yes. Do we want to talk about Call of Duty?
Oh, absolutely.
Do we?
Call of Booty Cheeks.
Want to talk about this?
Sure.
Yes. Why not? I do.
Okay. Well,
Blake, since you just joined the squad.
Yeah. Tell us first impressions.
First impressions.
First impression is
what's
that
the vibe?
First impression is that I'm a dog.
All right.
I'd be checking that leaderboard. All I'm saying is I'm up there.
You're also not like up there in the levels yet.
No, I am
Wait
not.
Wait till you get your booty spanked and
Wait
you're
till
like,
you get the skill based matchmaking.
I don't like
kicks
this
in.
Anymore.
Yeah. And you're getting your cheeks clapped.
Yeah. No, I like the more I play, the better I understand the maps, the better my movement is getting. Finally figured out how to prone. That was a big thing. Figured out how to prone. You know, is it Skyline? The big mansion on the cliffside or whatever.
Yeah.
I finally figured out how to like kind of navigate my way into B site. So I was like, yeah. So that was kind of nice.
From one side, it's like way harder to get there. From the piano side,
yeah.
You know,
from piano side,
that side is way harder to get into B.
I recommend you doing a tutorial on your movement.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm not. I should, but I'm just not going to.
I did just so I can learn how the Omni movement works. So that I can use it if I ever need it.
Interesting.
I barely use it, I'll be honest. But.
Do you guys ever... the one question I wanted to ask about movement is, do you guys ever... what is it called? Stand your weapon or mount it? Mount it. Do you
I
guys
mount
ever...
It all
sometimes,
the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys do?
If I'm holding like a head glitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I know someone's going to... It's pretty rare, but I'll do it, yeah.
Stake out, mount it on the kitchen counter. Nuketown, I'm mounted on my wall in the bedroom.
Warhead, you know the boxes on the right hand side?
Mm-hmm.
You can mount right there and you mm-hmm. can stare down that.
Oh yeah.
I don't do it all the time, but it does reduce your recoil.
Interesting.
So if you have like an LMG.
But like I would imagine though that it's like it's hard to get cover though, no? Because it's like you have to unmount. Is it quick or is it slow?
I think you just lay down.
You could probably just stand or lay down. I don't know.
Interesting. And then you just
once you reload or once you do something else, it takes you off.
Okay,
you're not like staying mounted on there.
But I gotcha.
I don't
gotcha.
Mount that often.
I gotcha. Very interesting. Okay, because yeah, I saw it when I was going through the keybinds. I saw it and I was like I should really try that out somewhere because I do have a keybind for it.
But yeah, I did the tutorial to figure out movement and how it works.
So I was playing a little bit before we pod, and the one thing I noticed is that when you're prone, people are not very good at hitting prone people at all.
That's why people
they're
lay
hard
down.
To see.
They're yeah. very difficult, and so I don't know why. Like I was just camping on B, and like I was prone, and like people would just be sliding. Like it's just harder. Like they're just people aren't used to it, or it's.
Well, on Warhead, if you're on like A side and you're laying down, is it A side? Is A?
I never know A and C. I don't.
Which
I
wherever know. The bus isn't, it's on the opposite of the bus.
Okay.
If you the
garage,
guy was
the shed,
yeah, the shed. He was laying on his back, like in the
drig.
He was doing one of those. He's laying there.
That's what I think of.
He's laying there, and I'm like, I thought he was a dead body.
Yeah. They blend in with other bodies like crazy.
Yeah, if their name doesn't pop up, yeah. you just have a hard time.
If I'm, like, jumping on B, yeah. just diving onto B, like, I probably can't see him unless their name
yeah.
pops up
and
in
he's
red.
Just, like, taking all of us out. I was like, what is this? I wonder if it's, like, cold-blooded. Remember in Modern Warfare 2, you could have it where your name doesn't pop up?
Yeah, I think so. What about sleeper agent? Have you come across a sleeper agent yet?
No, what's
I haven't used it.
Do the
yet.
Agents make a difference?
Hmm?
Agents?
No. This is a perk.
It's a field upgrade.
Field upgrade.
Where you go undercover and you join the other team.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, you're disguised as a teammate to the other team.
No, but I have not. But you know what I am really looking forward to is because I'm really close. I think it's level 31, you get the stim shot. That's yeah. like the only
it's necessary dude
it's like the only thing that I've seen where I'm like I need that like mm-hmm. right now.
And I know you like to play fast.
I do.
And if you're in people's grill, like when we play shotgun or we play anything on stakeout, you know, where it's really tight quarters,
yeah,
you're constantly getting shot. Like I'm stimming all the fucking time yeah. on
but
that
then
map.
You have to run the wild card perk where it gives you two extra.
Yeah,
I would recommend that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're running stims like that, because I have to have that on my shotgun.
The Ozempic, yeah, fucking yeah. ribs.
Big Ozempic guy, huh?
Yeah. Stims are crucial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just doing some research, I kind of feel like, yeah, like the flak jacket, like the green tier of perks, I think is kind of what most people run. I think flak jacket is probably the most important one.
Play an objective, like whenever we play like domination, I like have to run flak jacket.
Because
if you're someone who's hopping on flags or hardpoint and stuff, like if you're in it, you either got to have a trophy, which if I have a trophy, I'm throwing it down. But flak jacket's like an essential for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
I don't run green.
Ever?
No?
Never.
Blue?
I have one class blue. Everything else is red. Blue's pretty good.
Red.
Red is like bank what? Roll? Movement and like...
Double time? Faster. Gung-ho?
Yeah, gung-ho.
What's like the extra bonus that you get with red? You
run a little faster.
I think you're right. Yeah, like you reload. I think it's like you reload fast. Like something like that.
Hear me out. I saw this hack for XP today.
Ooh.
Here's what you do. You run.
Is it where you? Oh wait. Real quick. Is it where you run all the cheapest score streaks?
No.
No. Okay.
It's go where ahead. You run Dispatcher. So that's a green perk.
Yeah.
And you run two other green perks, so you get the bonus. I don't. You pick whichever ones you want. The point is, you run Dispatcher, and then you run UAV and counter UAV.
Okay.
And you pop those. You pop those as many times as you can, and it gives you assists on like every single kill.
Yeah.
So you get counter UAV assists and regular UAV assists, and it's like multiplied because you have Dispatcher. So like if you're playing like a long hardpoint game or domination game where there's a lot of streaks and kills going on.
Well, I got my chopper gunner.
What?
Is doing that.
Dispatcher?
I didn't have Dispatcher though. I just had the kill streaks. But I'll probably have to switch it up to have Dispatcher on.
Yeah, I don't even know what it does exactly, but I saw this hack and this guy was racking up XP.
Yeah, that's what that's what I was doing. I essentially ran those. I mean, I ran the scout pulse too, which is like the cheapest one, but then I was running UAV, counter UAV, and I was running all green.
So I run my kill streaks are UAV, counter UAV, and then chopper gunner. Because by the time you collect all the points from those two, you're like a few kills or a few points away from your chopper gunner.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most common one. I mean, I don't know. What's the point of the crate, by the way?
What crate?
You like a weapon crate. It's a score streak.
I don't know.
Oh. Are you talking about it?
Dispatcher reduces the score requirements for score streaks.
Oh, nice.
Allows you get them faster.
Are you talking
and it stacks with bankroll. So if you put on bankroll, you start out with 150 points towards your score streak.
Are you talking about care package?
Yeah.
Hey, it just gives you a randomized kill streak.
It's a RNG.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kill streak. It can be. So you get ammo or a UAV or something.
Yeah,
and
but...
it's cheeks.
But all it takes is one... What's like the best one? Is it gunship or whatever?
The AC-130, whatever
it's called. AC-130 is the highest you can go.
That'd be pretty sick.
Chopper gun and an AC-130, yeah.
I run the Hellstorm missile.
Yeah.
I run like Scout Pulse, Hellstorm missile, and then the Archangel. I've been running that for fun. It's kind of lit.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun until you're next to a fence and you... I've done it, and I kill myself every fucking time.
Like, there's definitely enough room when I'm firing.
Yeah, I know.
And there's a fence right here or something, and I'm aiming it up, and I go, I fire, and I go, and I die.
You fire, and you just respawn somewhere else, and you're just like, I just killed myself.
You big bozo.
So you really got to be. And the range isn't that good. It's either the range or the time, because eventually it starts, like, fading out.
Which is fine.
I guess.
I go straight up in the air. And I come down like a javelin and I kind of just like look around where people are.
I'm usually just going like if B flag is popping off, I'm heading in that direction usually.
Well, you can shoot them down before it hits you.
They do go slow.
If you can see it. Well, you can boost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've fired that thing like three times and just I've absolutely just deleted it. Don't even think about it. Just picked a different score streak.
It's not bad.
It's fun. I like it.
I'm sure it's fun. I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things. It's like, you really just need to dedicate like the time to
like
learn the flying.
To learn, yeah.
But I just like, I don't want to do it. I just want to click a button and just do stuff for me.
Yeah. And the helo is good. It's kind of like a Pavlo. At least that's a passive one. So you can still get like run around and get gun kills. Meanwhile, you're like, you know, your helicopter's up in there.
Yeah.
I would definitely have you put on a UAV instead of your pulse.
Yeah.
Because that way you get points for every kill your teams get.
Yeah.
Because if it's like they're popping up. Because I noticed that's just for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't last as long.
No.
So. But I've noticed every single game that I've been in where we have kill streaks is people running SAM turrets in the back.
Shooting stuff, like you're saying friendly or enemy?
Regardless, friendly or enemy will have it. And then right as you pop your UAV, it gets shot down right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kill streak that's in the air.
Mm.
I like, so it's the Dreadnought, that's the AC-130.
Dreadnought, yeah.
The HARP is really good too, the advanced
the
UAV.
HARP, yeah.
That rips. LDR is good, LBR. So how many gold guns you got, Blake?
I don't have any gold guns. I think I am like 10 headshots away from Red Tiger.
Nice.
On the XM4, so
solid.
Yeah, I think
it's pretty fast, dude.
Yeah,
around the corner.
Yeah, I think I'm like level 28 now.
Is that like the only gun you use?
I've been recycling between the SMG. For whatever reason, I find that the SMG is like, I don't know if it's like a sensitivity thing, but I've the way that my pathing has been working, how I've been learning the maps, I think the XM4 is like perfect for me. But yeah, I want to use the sub more. I've been sniping a little bit on certain maps.
Use the Tonto.
The Tonto? I think I just unlocked that. Fire. Isn't that the SMG, but it shoots kind of slow?
It's a kinda slow hits, fire.
Yeah.
It hits
hard.
As soon as you get rapid fire, it's really fun.
Mm.
Speed up the fire rate. Faster time to kill. Let's see, Rob, let's hear your goal guns. What you got?
XM4.
Okay.
The AK.
Mm-hmm.
The Ames.
Oh, damn.
The Model L.
Mm-hmm.
The Tonto. The XMG. And then that, was it the Sigma RPG?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have all of those gold?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. You guys are grinders,
man.
And
my knife, I haven't been really working on the knife, but I'm a few kills away from getting a gold.
Dang. I got 8.
Nice.
You don't have the shotgun gold?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, the shotgun.
Come on,
I forgot about
guy.
That one. Fuck.
I'm like, that one's easy.
That's 8. Yeah, no, I got the shotgun.
XM4, AK-47, Model L, ASVAL, C9, Tonto, Pump,
and the XMG. You have gold C4? Oh, that's the C9. SMG.
The
C9. Yeah, I got
it's
you.
The MP5.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't believe I forgot all the shotgun.
Come on,
classes.
Gay. I'm working on the other shotgun right now, the... Sammy, dude, he saw me, what I put up, like a 7 kill?
Dude, he killed 9 fucking people.
I gotta kill
the
game.
Best kill.
Oh, in your highlight?
You
it
got
was
like
9
an ultra
people?
Kill or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what just happened?
Just mounted that shit and just
no.
started.
No,
I was running
dude.
Around with shotgun.
He's fucking going
just
off
spraying.
On these people.
Dropped like 8 or 9 bodies in the final kill cam.
Oh, damn.
Not the final, the best play. It was lit.
That is a really cool, like, best played.
Sometimes they're ass.
Yeah, sometimes they're really bad. There was a lot of bad ones that I saw today, but...
a lot of times it's just on some regular shit.
Yeah.
Some guy shooting someone down this way, reloading, shooting one guy down this way, and that's the play. And you're like...
Remember the
that's it.
The sniper one that we saw?
No.
Where you missed 2 quick scopes?
And hit someone in the ankle or something?
And it hits him in the ankle, and it's like, wall bang. And I'm like...
Ass.
Come on.
It's cheeks.
That's pretty rough.
Straight butt cheeks.
What's okay.
And sometimes you don't even get one.
I have a question though. So, what is your most desired camo that you want to grind for right now?
Right now,
I'm
gold.
Just working on golds. You got to unlock all the golds to get to the next category, which is diamonds.
So, you guys don't try to unlock the specials after the military camos?
You have to get gold. You have to do that to get to gold.
Oh, okay.
So once you unlock Red Tiger, then you start the challenges for specials.
Gotcha.
Once you unlock the specials, then you start the challenges for gold.
Gotcha.
Then the
gotcha.
Gold one's always 10 double kills.
Is it?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Which, just extended mags, go play fucking stakeout and run around. Because
my knife...
And
my,
barrel stuff.
My knife right now is on double kills. And I'm like,
that's hard with the double. Yeah. Whereas like an LMG is also really easy because you have like 200 rounds.
Yeah.
Play Warhead or something.
But the rocket launcher is hard because you have to destroy 3 kill streaks in 10 different games.
3 per in one game, 10 different times, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not impossible.
The lock
if they're running up UAVs,
well,
it's fine.
One's a lock on, one's not.
Yeah, I don't know how you do the not lock on one. Max was saying he's got the hacks for it. I don't know.
He doesn't. They've changed it. They've patched it. Really? I've tried.
You looked it up.
I've tried.
Can we talk about how ass a lot of them maps are, if we're being honest?
I mean, all of them?
Basically every map, I have like a huge gripe with like every fucking map.
I think I've maybe played all the maps at this point. Lowtown is very clearly the worst map to me.
It's a stinker. It has like no flow. There's water, swimming. It's ass.
It's not a...
It's untraditional in a bad way.
There's way too many like tight choke points too.
And there's a million routes in a bad way. Like,
yeah.
I fucking hate that map.
I'm starting to like Skyline is growing on me a little bit.
Good. I like Skyline.
I like it.
But like Derelict, that's butt cheeks. Derelict. The train yard one, I don't love
it's
that
It's not
one.
Bad yeah, if no, you know map. What you're doing.
Have you played Domination on that map?
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
B is like impossible. Like
I have not played Domination on that map, but that map is pretty
night.
Bad.
Yeah.
That is a pretty bad map.
All right, my favorite map.
Scud is ass.
Scud's anything.
Is that,
where you
is
can,
that the radar one? Yeah, I mean, I'm
not great.
Anything where you can use your kill streaks besides Skyline is ass.
I don't know why. I feel like I've only played that Market one time. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't like that one either.
It's really,
Rewind.
Rewind.
Rewind. Yeah, I don't love that map either.
Oh man, I thought that map was actually kind of fun.
Babylon's cheeks.
Until you play Babylon and you're stuck spawn on A getting spawn fucked,
you don't know shit. All right? Babylon is straight cheeks. Here's the thing. We also got to talk about. I don't even hate Gala. I'd rather play Gala.
I like Gala. Gala's good.
Stakeout. I'll play that. Scud's butt cheeks. They're coming out with 4 new maps on Friday. By the way.
Oh really?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow they're releasing the new Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
5 new guns, 5 new maps.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let's fucking go.
I'm wondering for the people who already have the last skin on their gun, would these implemented in if it will kick it out?
I don't even know what you just said.
I'm sure anything.
Because you have to get everything gold or everything like.
I would imagine that if you've already unlocked it, they're not going to make you unlock it again.
That'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
We missed a bunch of maps, okay? Subsonic, you know that one where there's 2 airplanes in the hangars? Ass. Vault, I don't like Vault.
Oh, Vault, yeah. Vault is okay.
Vorkuta, do you remember that map? It's in a snow map. There's a big gear in the middle.
Don't like
that. A lot of elevation. Yeah, me either. Warhead, I like.
Warhead's great.
It has problems. Payback, I low-key like. You know the one that's kind of like estate, where it's a house, there's a garden on the side. It's like impossible to explain it any other way I can think of.
Let me see it.
Pit is fun. Red card. I don't like red card.
No.
I feel like I must be playing the same maps.
Yeah,
like
you haven't played some of these maps.
Yeah.
Payback's nice.
You know it now?
I'm trying to think how it looks.
Definitely know this one.
Oh, that one's a good map. I like that one.
It's a good size.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of the maps are just straight cheeks, bro.
Dude, we need more maps that are like overgrown, Afghan. Like,
do you want to snipe?
Huh? I want larger maps to snipe on.
That would be kind of nice.
I mean, the best maps are like kind of medium to big that have good flow and good like a mixture of like tight quarters, like medium range and long range.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, like, I like big maps that offer some amount of cover. Because nothing is more annoying when you have a big map and then everyone's sniping and going out in the open. Like having these, like, narrow, like, long distances. Like, it's like you just get smoked so easily.
Yeah, because someone's just going to head glitch and watch all the traffic. And
But at least if there's cover and they can, like, you can go somewhere, like, slide, you know, sprint, slide, and then it's like, oh, like, I got spotted, like, I'm just going to wait here and maybe just, like...
Warhead's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Warhead kind of sucks, but I like it. It has its faults, that's for sure.
When you're losing, it sucks. But when you're up...
Dude, no map pisses me off more than Nuketown, if I'm being honest, though. I fucking hate that map.
Really?
It causes people to play in, like, the most annoying, shittiest fucking way.
I think that map is really only ideal for Hardpoint. I think playing Domination on that map is...
Dude, it's fucked.
Is cooked.
Hardpoint's great.
I think Kill Confirmed on that map is cooked. It's really either Hardpoint or Team Deathmatch can be okay if everyone plays like aggressive, but if everyone's just hunkered
Dom
down...
Dom is cheeks.
But Dom is really
we
bad.
We pulled out of a game last night because we were about to start Domination.
How did we not have airspace occupied on that one where there was like four UAVs... counter.
What are you asking right now?
Like, how come people were able to put all those airships up, mm-hmm. but the airspace is too crowded sometimes?
I don't know.
Remember, and we backed out of that because they had a chopper gunner come in.
Well, we were just getting.
But I'm just rammed. I'm just surprised on how like all those airships were up at the same time.
Yeah, Hardpoint. At least Hardpoint forces everyone to move around on any map. I love Hardpoint. It's fucking fantastic. Domination.
I like
Domination.
I like Domination just to spawn fuck people.
It's all fun again. So, I was about to say. So you like Newtown when you're not the one getting spawn fucked?
Yeah. I don't like Newtown because there's like, there's three ways out of the house. The front door, get fucked. All right. There's that one lane with the car, fucked. Sniper alley, towards the garage or the, and then the other side is the Jeep. And you can't see around the corner. So you go around the corner. That front door's looking at you. This way's looking at you. I don't think it's very redeeming.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of fun, like, good times on Nuketown. But I've also had some bad times.
That's what I'm saying. I'll play Hardpoint on it. It's fine. But, like, Domination.
Yeah, you just better not be with the team getting fucked. It's that simple.
Can't control the other 10 player, the other 8 players on our team.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a COD confession that I feel like I need to make, and I don't know how you guys are going to take this, but I don't plan on prestiging.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I figured, yeah.
Yeah.
Not about the grind.
I'm just, yeah, I mean.
You joined the game too late and you miss out on double XP weekend. I get it.
I don't know. I'm going to feel really dumb about not prestiging if like I'm playing this game for like 3 or 4 years, but. But I don't know, something about having to unlock all the attachments again.
You don't.
The weapon attachments?
Once you unlock the gun, it's exactly where you left it.
Your gun's always at that level you end at or you prestige at.
You don't lose camos.
Oh.
So there's almost no downside.
What do you lose when you prestige?
You're back to level 1.
You just have to start over your levels.
Oh, is it the score streaks that you have to like?
You're back to level 1. Just
is it perks and stuff?
You're back to level 1. It's whatever you had at level 1 is what you have.
Oh man!
But your guns stay the same.
But the moment you unlock the ASVAL, it's exactly where you left it last time.
Oh.
So you have all the camos, you have all the attachments.
Then maybe I will.
They make it really easy to prestige.
I mean, and you get new stuff when you prestige.
You get. We got a new gun the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I will then. I thought that I had to like. Wait to unlock all the guns again, like.
Well, you do.
But you don't have to wait for the attachments.
Oh, the attachments. Because the weapon level. I got you.
So your XM4 will be maxed out. So when you start, you can just put that blueprint on and have all your attachments.
Assuming it doesn't have gunfighter on your blueprint, because it won't work.
Yeah, I learned. I learned that.
But you get the permanent unlock every prestige. You get one permanent unlock token to use wherever you want.
Oh, I'm getting.
So you put it on stims.
I was about to say I'm getting a stim shot every
time.
Gunfighter
is great. A perk that whatever perk you like or whatever, you just use it right away.
You just unlock that level, basically.
Gotcha.
They make it. Yeah,
yeah,
there's really
I probably will.
There's almost no risk.
Yeah.
If you find yourself grinding and you get to max level pretty quick, then I would say prestige. If you're just limping along,
and
to
you
get
guys
up there,
are, is it second prestige now or third?
We're about to be third prestige.
Jeez Louise.
That ain't nothing.
I was about to say, the boys are cooking.
Nah. We're rookies out here.
People already master prestige.
Yeah. Okay. So, season 1 starts now. It's already started, it says.
There's an update.
I gotta get home.
I have my PlayStation in standby
mode.
Damn,
I gotta update my shit.
I was about to say, dude, I'm ready to fucking
my
cook,
my shit's
bro.
In standby mode, ready for this update.
Okay, 3 new maps. I don't care about zombies. Power drill, new AR, new SMG, new attachments, XM4 burst fire conversion.
Whoa.
Interesting.
I mean, it's basically an M16, but a full auto.
The new score streak, a hand cannon, golden gun. Fuck. Got a game, dude.
Hey, man, we can wrap it up anytime we want.
All right, I have a question for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Kind of like a would you rather, or
okay,
what would you do in this situation? All right.
That was a TV show. Do you remember what would you do? Never mind. Go ahead.
No. All right. Would
you're a
you...
Jew or a slave?
Both. Sorry. Go ahead. Would you, if you had a year to train, get in the ring with prime time...
Whatever you're about
Mike
to say.
Mike Tyson.
No. Okay.
If you knock him out or win, it is a mil. But if you survive your rounds, it's like 100K.
So 100K to get knocked the fuck out by Mike Tyson is what
no,
you're saying.
No, because
you think
lost.
In a year of training, you're going to beat Mike Tyson? Prime?
I don't know.
21-year-old Mike Tyson? Are you
yeah,
fucking
you,
nuts?
You said Mike Tyson in his prime?
Whatever.
Oh, man. Like a professional fighter will fuck you up so fast.
It'd be seconds.
It would, yeah.
He'd get you looking like a damn fool out there.
Yeah.
And plus, obviously, we're not fighters. The moment you get hit once in the fucking head, you're out. Dunzo. So yeah. It's what I'm saying. Your question is, would you take 100K to get in the ring with Mike Tyson and get knocked the fuck out?
But you won't get anything for 100K. You have to finish all your rounds. You have to be standing
I thought
at
you
the
said,
end of your fight.
Oh, I thought you said you can get knocked out.
No, you,
so
you can't
go 16 rounds?
Okay, I'll say four
I
rounds.
I can't last four rounds.
Four rounds.
No. But I have to make it through. It has to go to decision after four rounds?
It you just have be. To be standing at the end of the fight.
I mean, maybe the strat is just to like bite his ear off. I don't know. Is that?
I dare you to get close enough to allow him to get, allow you to get that close to bite his ear.
That's crazy though, that having got his fucking ear bitten off.
Evander Holyfield. Yeah.
What a fucking nutcase.
Yep.
Yeah.
That must have hurt fucking bad.
I'm surprised he got it
Could
through
you
the, with the mouth
imagine
guard.
Imagine getting another human like just biting your ear like as hard as they could.
I think he was somewhat of like a dirty fighter.
Yeah, that would
from what I
that
saw.
Would quantify
that was dirty, for sure.
Ow. Ow.
I mean, you can't possibly think he's going to get away with that.
What was it? Do you guys know the repercussions for that? Like what happened?
I don't.
Because I think that they still like finished the fight. No,
no way.
I think he won that fight.
I would imagine they would have called it off.
Because it's this Friday. Is this Friday the Logan Paul or Jake Paul, whatever, Mike Tyson fight? You guys, that's right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you saw because you have Netflix, right?
I don't know.
It's going to be on Netflix. I don't know if it's pay-per-view, but I would imagine it is. But it's definitely going to be on Netflix this Friday.
It's like all those fights are such bullshit.
I mean, Mike Tyson, I don't know. I mean,
feels like taking dives.
They get a bunch of money just so that this YouTuber can win. On some bullshit.
I guess he's lost one fight. I don't know which fight he lost, but
ever?
I think he's 10-1.
Who?
Jake Paul.
Why doesn't Jake Paul fight like...
was it Floyd Mayweather, maybe?
He fought Floyd Mayweather?
I'm pretty certain he fought Floyd Mayweather.
No way. He fought Floyd Mayweather.
Maybe he fought Floyd Mayweather, but it wasn't an official bout.
There's no way. Floyd Mayweather is like the best boxer of all time.
No, I know. I think Jake Paul has fought...
I don't think so.
No way.
Jake Paul. I'm looking
I think
this
he's
up.
Backed out of that fight.
Money Mayweather? I think he retired lossless.
It took place on June 6, 2021.
A sanctioned fight.
Oh, wait. That says Logan Paul. That's Wikipedia, too.
Edit that right now.
Wait, what the fuck? No, I swear, maybe... I'm pretty certain that this fight.
Oh, it did happen. Yeah.
It kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but I swear. He lost decision. I believe is what happened.
Also, Money Mayweather, 5'8", 155. Logan Paul, 6'2", 190.
I think what it was is that it wasn't a officially sanctioned fight.
There's no way.
Because, you know, but it was like, yeah, an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all the details, but I'm sure it was like adjusted or whatever. But yeah, it was just a money grab.
All those are such bullshit.
That's why I don't play into it. I'm not going to buy any of those fucking...
Well, like, that. Spending money on that is like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, I look at it this way. It's kind of like some people like really enjoy the drama and like they just don't want to admit it, but they're going to spend the money and like... Like I think about it like if you're a guy that like has OnlyFans subscription, it's like the same thing. it's like yeah, no, like fuck that, it's so weird, but like you're gonna have OnlyFans. It's like, and it's like if you think that like, the Jake Paul is just like beefing with all these guys and like you're so interested and you're gonna pay like $60 to watch a fight, you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm not that interested, boom, $60. Like, dude, you're a fucking clown. Like, just don't be a clown. Like, just, you'll see the highlights later. It's all manufactured beef. It's not...
Don't spend it. What they want you to is to buy the fucking pay-per-view ticket.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Mayweather specifically said he didn't train as if it were a real camp, like heading into the fight.
Yeah.
He also said he treated it like a glorified sparring session to keep people entertained. Never exerted himself beyond cruise control.
Yeah.
He retired 50-0. There's no way that, like, a real fight. I don't even know if they could fight because they're so different in height and weight. I don't.
Oh, well, I mean, he's not a... Like, don't get it twisted. Like, Jake Paul is...
We're talking about Logan Paul, but...
Oh.
This fight was Logan Paul.
Oh, I thought it was both of them.
Maybe.
Jake Paul.
The one I was looking at was Logan Paul.
Yeah, Logan Paul, I don't think, is quite the boxer as Jake Paul is. Jake Paul is, like, a legitimate... Like, he's, like, an actual boxer, like, trains like a boxer, but he's not...
But is he fighting any, like, active, competitive...
No.
No.
That's, like, that's a whole... What we're saying. That's, it's a, like, whole different realm.
That's what if I mean. If he did, just he'd get his ass around. Beat. I think so.
Yeah, no, but, like, I don't know. I mean, he's challenged, like, legitimate athletes in the ring, like, I think Nate Diaz fought him.
My guess would be is that he's on steroids and he can't pass the urine test or whatever to compete. Because why wouldn't he just compete officially?
Not gonna get paid as much,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is to, you know, these,
he couldn't join in and fight one fight and then get back out.
Well, the thing is, like, when you're a YouTube star, it's like you can do all the promotions and branding yourself. There's no incentive to like do these legitimate bouts.
I know, like, we're saying all this, but we're still like just ignoring the fact that like he's choosing not to compete in real fights.
Probably can't.
Because I mean,
there's a reason why I would imagine that he's not.
What do you mean by a real fight? Do you mean fighting in a professional league?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
but like to call them not real fights, I think is a little bit disingenuous. You don't think so?
To call them not real fights. Well, I don't see it as any different as like you fighting some guy on the street. It can't be that much different. Meaning like there's no official rules based on a governing body that like governs this fight. There's no like...
No, there's some with some of the fights there is.
I just said Mayweather was 5'8", 155.
Well, yeah,
and Logan Paul was 190.
But they negotiate all the, like, for both fighters, they negotiate all the details. So like when they say Jake Paul is 10-1, what they're talking, like, they're talking about like registered bouts. They're not like, like with the Floyd Mayweather one, I know because Floyd cares about his record. That's why that one's not sanctioned. But it's like that fight, I'm sure, is not on his record. And same thing with Jake Paul or whoever fought him. I don't know which one it was. But I think some of these fights, they're like legitimately registered with like the World Boxing Federation or something. I think. I don't know.
That's
for
a different story.
But like some of these, they're like legitimate like bouts is what I'm trying to communicate. So
what is like the governing body of boxing in the U.S.
Well, you know, maybe it's based on like the Las Vegas Athletic Commission. Maybe that's one of the governing bodies. But then there's maybe like a boxing federation that would be keeping,
you know,
track,
I mean,
of,
like,
stuff like this.
Like if he was fighting MMA but he wasn't in the UFC, wouldn't that be weird? It's like he's just,
yeah,
it's not the same, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
yeah, he would rock my shit in 5 milliseconds. It's not about that at
he
all.
He wouldn't, yeah, I mean, because he would be subject to all the rules of like fighting and the divisions and all of that
and
stuff.
And then he would
and
get tested for steroids.
Tested for steroids, stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's different. I think the key distinction is that he's not competing in a league. He's just promoting his own fights.
Well, what that's he's doing, he's selling a spectacle and making money off tickets and pay-per-view.
100%. It's unbelievable how successful it's been. Unbelievable how successful that venture has been.
But again, it's just like you said, OnlyFans simps buying this stupid shit, though.
Who, like, do you guys know any people that are, I don't know.
That are buying these fights?
Yeah.
I don't know. I see it on Instagram, the clip of whatever knockout or whatever it was. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Jake Paul slept somebody? I think he did knock somebody out.
Bro, what are you looking at?
What?
Just been typing away.
I was adding in my gold gun list, the name of the shotgun.
How many gold guns are there?
33 gold weapons.
And you have 8 of them or 9 of them, Rob?
We both have 8.
You both have 8? Oh my god. You guys are almost there. Apparently the baseball bat is going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah. That one doesn't look very fun.
Well, when you get all of like your assault weapons gold, then you have them all diamond. And then you have to go after that. And then it's like... But I think you still have to do the diamond challenge, which I don't even know what it is.
That's very interesting. So... I don't know. I feel like when I think of the, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe it is good to just kind of diversify. You just like do them all randomly, but you just, you focus on one at a time, but then you just kind of bounce around. Like you wouldn't do all the assault rifles first. Cause then it's like not all maps are good for, I don't know.
Yeah. I gotta see where I'm at and jump around.
Jump around.
I just do whichever one has the most headshots in that moment and finish that one.
I was about to say, I shouldn't even be concerned with any of this. Just aim for the head for like all of these guns, right? Like, what's the point?
Like, you'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
But I like to get a few before I prestige, because then I'm not going to be able to unlock that gun till later. I don't feel like using an unlock on a gun. I'd rather use it on like a perk.
Blake, do you have trivia?
I do have trivia. Since all of this COD talk got me thinking, you guys have an objective today for your trivia question, and that objective is to name 8 Call of Duty professionals that have competed or retired already.
Scump.
Mm-hmm.
Formal.
Mm-hmm.
Crim 6.
Mm-hmm.
Flamesword. Did he compete in Call of Duty? Maybe not. Hitch, was he? Or Hutch? No. Nadeshot?
Mm-hmm.
His name Parasite?
What
was his name? Rob, you got any?
No, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Like streamers?
That was a lot. No.
I'm not done yet.
Well, some of the streamers have...
I don't know any of these people.
You don't know any of these people?
No.
Bro, I thought you were a COD guy.
No.
No.
He's a Battlefield guy.
He's a Battlefield.
Hardly.
Well, I don't know if people want to listen to me think about 4 more.
Yeah, no, the 4...
I can certainly come up with more.
The 4 I got were Formal, Scump, Nadeshot, Crimsix, and then was there... You kind of had a couple guesses. One was...
I retracted my guess.
Yeah, I think Hutch...
Sorry, Hitch.
Or Hitch was...
may have been Halo or something.
Well, I think he competed before the CDL, but that's not really relevant. I think that I would consider that still. So, yeah, you basically know all the OpTic guys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Rob would maybe know the phase guys. I mean, since Junior is all about hitting those phase trick shot clips, you know, it's like, gotta know some of the phase guys.
That's Junior.
Junior.
He's Rob.
Well, I know, but, you know.
No, don't
by, by association, I don't know.
No.
I just see their skins in the...
Well, I know a lot of... When I think of FaZe, I think of the trick shotters. I don't think of the professional gamers. I think of the YouTubers who would hit clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, does Pomage compete? No, he just hits clips, right? Same thing with, like, Banks. He used to just hit clips.
Yeah.
I know other FaZe Rain, but I don't think they competed. They're just YouTubers who would hit Call of Duty trick shots, who became vloggers, basically.
Yeah. What a time. Who would have thought that hitting trick shots 20 years ago land you here?
Here?
Well, like, I'm just saying how it's all grown and developed to where it was like, you know, first it was like the YouTube clips, and then it's like streaming, and then it's like now it's like the vlogging, and very interesting.
Think about how many disputes got settled on Rust or High Rise. 1v1 me.
Yeah, the Nadeshot Banks 1v1, that was talked up a lot. I still haven't seen it. Have you guys seen that?
When was that?
I don't know. It was 10 somewhat,
years ago?
No, it was somewhat. It was this year, I think.
They had a 1v1.
I think they played for like 10K or something like that, or like maybe it was for charity. I don't know. But they were both like talking shit on X, and then it just kind of blew up, and then there was like...
Was it pay-per-view? Or was it just
no?
Put five?
No,
they pay to watch.
They
this?
Literally streamed it, and mm-hmm. then you know, I know Banks won, but I don't remember what the wager was.
Who was this again? Who'd you say?
FaZe, Banks, and then Nadeshot.
Banks won.
Banks
won. I don't even know he still like gamed at all. Maybe he doesn't.
I'm sure he games.
Hmm.
I don't remember if it was on Rust or if it was Call of Duty, like. One of the other old titles. I think it might have been like Shipment on Call of Duty or something like that.
Shipment's a shit show.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Rob, you have a segment? Did you want to do your segment?
Ask my question.
Okay.
My segment, I have to pay for more of the cards. And I don't.
How many cards did you get for free?
4. I blew through them last time.
Shit. Is it COD O'Clock?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, shoot us an email, like the pod, help the algorithm out. This has been episode
79.
This is Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next time.
Peace.
Peace.